My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And hour number two, and on Tuesdays in hour number two, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my good friend, Pastor David Lowery, Project 21 Black Leadership. That's how we met. And he is going to be launching his own program, Let the Truth Be Told. And that is going to be playing at 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, starting the 3rd of October, right here on the TECN TV network. And he's pretty confident. He says, I'm going to be the number one show. When I get there, I'm going to take over as the number one show. So that'll be up to y'all that are listening. to determine who that. But I, you know what? TECN is bringing on some incredible talent, incredible programming all day long. That's why we have the player embedded at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And it's my sincere pleasure, truly, to have introduced Pastor David to Kenneth McClendon, our founder of TECN-TV and to have recommended that that they strongly look at David's program to bring on to the network. So, David, I know you've got something you want to tell us about this morning. Go right ahead now.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Chosen Generation family, listeners. God bless you. And it is an honor to be at the platform with Pastor Greg. You know, we just love a little competition. I know I'm one of the new kids on the block. And I want the listeners to really tune in 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, right at the total exceptional conservative network TV. You guys tune in. We got a lot of great topics we're going to talk about, things we're going to put out there, and we're going to continue to build this television station to be number one in the country. And yes, Pastor Greg, I am going to give you a little run.
Absolutely.
He is the top view. Everybody loves Pastor Greg. I love him too because I watched his show. But y'all got to tune in 6 Central 7 starting October 3rd. That's next Monday. We gonna get it in.
Well, and the goal here at TECNTV.com, and I appreciate all of my radio listeners as well. I bless you and I thank you. And we're going to be launching on another station coming up at the end of the month, starting the first of next week in Missouri. But we welcome our listeners that are listening in Denver, and we're grateful to have those of you on KHNC 1360 AM in Denver. And all of you listening on all of the affiliates that are carrying our program and our podcasts, iHeart, TuneIn, iTunes, Giovanni, Apple, just everybody that's listening, all across the country. But we want TECNTV.com to be a place where you know that you can come and get great quality programming. Absolutely. And we've got another program that's going to be starting right after my show at 11 a.m. Eastern. Jen Loeb will be starting. My friend Sandra Witten and Walter Jones and John Boucher are on, and they come on at noon Eastern Monday through Friday with Texas Fully Loaded. Randy Purim, Dave McQuell, John Euler, Dan Gerdes, and of course Kenneth McClinton, our great founder, and his program that's on every night. And now David will be joining at night as well. And I know I'm probably forgetting somebody, and I apologize, so please forgive me. But great programming throughout the day now being added, and programming that, you need to hear. All right. So let's get to, some of that. One of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning with you, David, is, on the topic of the children and what's happening to our children. I know you've got a story that you guys are working on. You're still kind of trying to figure out, you know, whether or not lawsuits are going to happen and how that's going to happen. I don't know if you saw what happened in the Younger case. This is the story of James Younger and the dispute he had with his ex-wife, who decided that one of their twin sons needs to be a girl. And yeah, and so she got full custody, sole custody now, out of a judge in Dallas. She is able to hide the boys, so he doesn't even know where his kids are. And she's able to do hormone therapy, which is chemical castration.
Yes.
And in addition to that, she's able to send both of these boys to therapy, where they, where the one boy who is remaining a boy can be taught how to accept and support his brother who is being forced to become a girl.
Well, you know, Pastor Greg, we have already sat down with the attorneys, Chris Ann. We sat down with David Sterkovitz, and we are just looking for good causes of actions. This case that we have is sort of similar to that. One of the parents has already deemed that this curriculum is not good for the boys. And the mother is also an educator, but she's sort of loosening up her grip to say it might be okay for him to learn how to be gay and all these other things. But the case you're just talking about, this is just a complete travesty of justice. It's really a spit in God's face. His face, because if God created man and a woman, and this is the natural order that to be able to populate the earth, you know, two men can't do it and two women can't do it. And so this is in direct conflict with the teachings of the Lord itself that says marriage between man and woman. But this is what we have to do as pastors. We have to really step out of the box like you and I are doing. We have to get out and we have to talk about these things. We have to keep promoting to the people in this country what it was built on. This country was built on "In God We Trust." And now it seems like we've thrown God out of the country. All these other doctrines are starting to step up. You know, they're teaching the kids about homosexuality. They're teaching them about satanic rituals and stuff in the school. I mean, all of these things are happening to the American people. And I just think that the American people right now should really be taking a close look at this administration that has continued to promote this type of lifestyle. We need to take a look at these schools and parents.
Parents under the guise of gender affirmation. Can you imagine?
I'm sorry. There's a video. I apologize, David. Oh. There's a video of a gentleman and this is, gays against groomers.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
And I want to tell our listeners this. About 3 days ago, I was in the gym working out, and there was a young gay man there. He was working out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started having a conversation about what was going on in the schools, and this is what he said. He said, "I disagree with homosexuality being taught into schools to the children. The children are not mature enough." Now, this is coming from a gay man. Mm-hmm. "The children are not mature enough to deal with this type of lifestyle. It should not be into the schools. It should not be taught to children because it is a choice that you make in your lifetime."
Now, let me play this. That's a perfect lead in to, yes, let me share. This was shared at a California school board meeting. Conejo Valley Unified School District is the source. This was put up by Breitbart, but let me put this together, and play this for you folks. Hang on, let me get the volume going.
Is against Groomers Coalition. Okay. With over...
Hang on, here we go.
Good evening. My name is Mario Presents, and I'm here as a representative from Gays Against Groomers Coalition with over 250,000 followers across social media and as the uncle of two students in your district. It has come to our attention that the district intends to teach transgenderism to children under the age of 10 without parental consent. If I were to teach your child about my sexuality without your consent or involvement, I'd be arrested. But when the school district does it, it's education. Districts are teaching transgenderism when they should be teaching science, math, and language. Instead, teachers are hiding student pronouns from their parents under the guise of gender affirmation. Can you imagine the uproar if schools were evangelizing or baptizing children without parental consent? Isn't that sort of what you're doing? You don't tuck these children in at night. You don't teach them to stand up to bullies. You don't pay their medical bills. And you certainly don't hold their hands in the hospital. These parents do. Simple truth, faith, and science need to be upheld for our society to flourish. The gross indoctrination we're seeing is creating a lifetime of medication and hormones because you can't simply pause puberty. Men cannot become women, and sex chromosomes are encoded into the fabric of our DNA. Simply affirming a teenager's gender is akin to affirming anorexia. Both are body dysmorphic disorders, yet we don't teach the starving teenagers how to binge and purge or affirm that they are indeed overweight. However, school districts, including yours, seem to have no issue secretly teaching girls that they can be boys because they feel uncomfortable in their bodies. A grown adult woman can't get a hysterectomy without extensive medical forms and doctor's visits. But Dr. Safir over the hill in Sherman Oaks is willing to do top and bottom surgery, sterilizing children for life. Parents must be a part of the education process when teaching sexuality to students, and it definitely doesn't need to happen under the age of 10 years old.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And to the American people should be really, really super upset that the Biden administration, and especially the Democrats, have continued to sneakily do these things to our children, and the parents aren't aware of it. I have not known any other group. I have not known the Republicans to come out and indoctrinate our children. This has only been done by the Democratic Party. And it's really a guise that they've used with COVID to try to indoctrinate the schools, indoctrinate our children. They got teachers lying to the parents about their own kids.
Yeah.
But parents, what we did was we allowed the schools to become somewhat of a surrogate parent, and we didn't realize what they were doing. They've gotten certain little laws now that the schools are able to co-parent the children. Go ahead. That's great.
I'm sorry. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Pastor David Lowry. So I was telling you this story. If you don't mind, I'd like to share it. If that's all, if you don't mind me doing it, we've got the whole hour. So I fought the battle in California for marriage between a man and a woman. I was a part of helping with that fight, with that process, in our local community. I didn't travel the state. But we had people in our community that did. I prayed for them. We supported them. All of those kinds of things. And one of the main guys that was really heavily involved in it, you know, locally there in the state and across the country in trying to get that pushed through. Three times in California, we voted for marriage to be a constitutional amendment as between a man and a woman. Three times. And three times, radical jurists, judicial tyranny overturned the will of the people of California. We got called to come to Texas. We finally cut off and we came to Texas. Not long after we got here, I ended up doing this radio program and then I got asked to be the leader of what was an Oak Initiative chapter in the community we were at where the radio program was. And I said, okay, I would. And there was a big deal going on in Texas about fighting for American laws in American courts, to make sure that we were not having Sharia law forced on Americans and so on. And so that was a big emphasis, and we talked a lot about Islam, and I brought my friend Kamal Saleem, and we addressed that issue. But I also looked around, and I was like, look, guys, you need to understand that the LGBTQ agenda is coming to Texas, and it is going to be coming into the schools. And I had been told and discovered that there was a big deal throughout the Hill Country relative to the issue of lesbianism, that was a big problem. There was a lot of girls who thought that they were lesbians.
You thought the correct word was who thought they thought that
yep,
they were.
Who thought they were lesbians. And so, you know, I again suggested that we needed to get into this topic, talk about it, understand the agenda and so on. And it turned out that one of the very first, what was called PFLAG groups, which is Parents for Lesbians and Sodomites, okay, was actually a part of the high school that Johnny Manziel had come out of. And it was started by the retired Methodist pastor of the big Methodist church in that community. I spoke about this. I tried to get people to wake up to this. And David, it, you know, unfortunately, it was falling on deaf ears. And all I heard was, is we're never going to have to address this. And you mentioned them, and throw this right back to you for the final 2 minutes of this. But you mentioned about, you know, the gentleman you spoke with. You heard the man that we just talked with. Right. Here's the issue. Because same-sex marriage has been legalized across the country, that's the justification, and it has to be taught in schools. We're the frog in the water, man.
And you know what the thing of it is? When Barack Obama, the worst president of all time, got that pushed through, man, it was just like, okay, well, you know what? We're going to push this through, and we're going to make this. Let me say this to the American people, patriots across this country. What the homosexuals are doing now is, when I talked to this guy a couple of days at the gym, and I asked him, I said, why are homosexuals now trying to indoctrinate our children? This is what he said. He said, because of all the years of straight people treating homosexuals bad and not acknowledging them as a people and so forth. That's the reason why. First, what they did was they used the laws, our laws. They created laws to cover themselves, like they done with the school, like they done in other venues. And then once they were able to do that, they waged war. And that's what they consider it. They're waging war against us, straight people, and they're trying to punish us for what happened to the gay community 20 or 30 years ago. Or let me say it like this, since Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what this was all about. So the gays now are trying to get even or to push straight people into a place where you no longer have control of your children. We're running the earth now. This is our earth. God doesn't understand who we are. We don't need God. And so for the straight American citizens who are trying to raise their children, this is a war against us. This is a war against our children. And I told this guy, I said, two wrongs does not make a right.
Well, and let's be clear about, because something else that he said to you to key in on is this is a life choice.
Yes.
And what is not acknowledged, they use what's called Stonewall as the beginnings of their revolution, and they were mistreated at Stonewall and the police came in and all this. But what they don't tell you is that there were homosexuals that were there that were taking young men that were coming from the Midwest down in the subway into the men's room, drugging them and raping them. And they call that chicken. They call them chicken. They're fresh meat and they call them chicken. And they were raping them. And it got, and I'll tell you more about this story right after this break.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Go to my website. I encourage you. Go to the blog section at the very front page. If you're watching it, okay, it's right down here, and click on the little Pastor Greg Young byline and you'll go to my blog section. And then what you're looking for is it's always been about the children.
Yes.
And you'll see in there, and I include Eric Holmberg's incredible documentary about Stonewall that tells you the truth about Stonewall. Also included is a link to the overhauling of Straight America, which is the outline for what they've done. And it includes the fact that they acknowledge that pedophilia is part of the program. But folks, here's the thing to understand. The homosexuals have not been victims in this. Okay, the LGBT community made a choice. The one thing that that gentleman said to you inside of the gym was, is it's a choice that is made, a life choice to live that way and to have anal sex and to have anal sex with hundreds. George Carneal from Queer to Christ writes about this. Hundreds of partners. That's normal. And go ahead, David. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Pastor Greg, it's this simple. And he did say that they call themselves paying us back by attacking us and attacking our children. And I thought that, you know what? This was just like Sodom and Gomorrah with the Bible and Lot and the whole situation where the gays wanted to rape the angels and so forth. We're seeing the same thing now with the LGBT, FYZ, whatever they want to call themselves. Yeah. We're seeing the same thing now, but what they've done is that they've been able to get laws to protect them so that they, when they do these things, they can say, oh, it's the law. It's the law. And so to the straight American parents across this country, we have to put a defense up for our children. Because if we don't fight back right now, their whole mission is this. Because gays cannot repopulate, they have to now indoctrinate. They have to get the kids to think that everything is okay. It's okay for me to have sex with another boy. It's okay for me not to be a boy or a girl. It is okay. It is not okay. And parents across this country, especially fathers, I'm going to tell you a story. This is just true. I went to Tildor Technical High School. Back in 1973, we had a homosexual English teacher. And he kept most of the athletes in his class. Now, he never approached anybody until he felt that it was okay, or he thought somebody's child would be able to understand what he was trying to do. Well, he gave me a book to read, and we had a book called Down These Mean Streets by Peary Thomas. And because of my, you know, I never showed any dislike for him, but he called himself trying to pick kids out who he thought that he might be able to get them to understand and be sympathetic toward gays. Well, he chose me, and he gave me a chapter of this book that talked about how these boys went to the gay people house. They got them high, just what you was talking about. They got them drunk, and then they had sex with them. Mm-hmm. So when he told me to get up and talk about the chapter that I read, I got up and started saying these words. I said, you know what? These guys went to some fags house, blah, blah, blah. He got mad. He didn't want me to continue to say that. And so he made me sit down. I sat down and he got up in front of the class and he was explaining to, now he had all these athletes in there. He's explaining to us what is the difference. Like there's a gay that dress up like a woman. There's gays that dress up like men. And when he said that, he opened the door and I said, well, which one are you? And man, he got so upset. But the end of the story is when he walked down that aisle and threatened me, I went right down there to the principal's office. I called my father and my father told him if he ain't out of that school by the time I get there, he will be missing. They fired him on the spot. So these are the type of things that I'm.
But of course, but brother, you're also talking about nearly 50 years ago.
Right.
When children and parents had the rights. Yes. Now you don't. Now your dad says something like that, they would send CPS to your house. They would take you away from your parents. They would tell your dad he's either going to go to school, he's either going to go into a program to be indoctrinated to accept it, or they're going to arrest him and put him in jail, and he's going to serve some time.
I can guarantee you this. To the men and women who have children in this school system, these are our children. They
yes.
do not belong to the state.
Yes.
They do not belong to the teachers. They do not belong to the gays. And I'm encouraging men and women who have their children in these schools to get them out.
Amen.
Take them out of these schools because Amen. It's just simple. As a father, and I'm so glad that my kids are out of the school. And I'm telling the gays like this right now. We not doing this. If it was my child and you tried this, y'all got problems. They should have problems right now because if you gay and you want to run the world, y'all pick a state and go to that state and live there.
Right.
Don't be trying to indoctrinate my children. Don't be trying to call me a bad parent because I don't want my kids to learn about your homosexual lifestyle and what you're doing in your bedroom. Okay?
Yep.
So, but I can tell you this, parents across this country, especially the men, we have to protect our families. We have to protect our wives. We have to protect our children.
Amen.
And I mean this, honestly, if we have to go to war to save our children and to stop this indoctrination, that's what we're going to have to do, Pastor Greg.
Hey, Pastor David, you get no argument. I only bring up what I bring up so that people can understand how out of control this situation is. You're looking at somebody who took on a truck to save his daughter's life. Okay? I'm in this fight. Three months after this accident, I was back on air talking about it. I have been talking about these issues. I have been trying to get people to get engaged and get involved in these issues for a very long time, and I will continue to push this battle and push this fight. And here's the other side to this that needs to be understood. To those of you that are out there that made this life choice
Yes.
But you don't want to stay in it. You want out. You're miserable. The sex hurts. You don't want it anymore. I want you to know that Jesus Christ died for your sin. He can bring healing, healing to your body, healing to your mind, healing to your spirit man, healing to your emotions. You can get free from this addiction, from this sexual addiction, and that's what it is. It's a sexual addiction.
And this
you can get free from it.
And the sad thing about it, Pastor Greg, is this, man.
Because
this,
God loves you. And so yeah. do we. We don't hate you. We don't talk about hate.
I don't hate.
But we absolutely do hate the enemy that has convinced individuals of a lie and the agenda, and we stand against those who are so reprobate in their mind that they have denied God and said, this is how it's going to be, and we're going to force it on the children and the perversion. Yeah, we're against all that. 100% against it.
You know what, Pastor Greg, you're so right about that. But this is it's really sad that parents have lost their rights for their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country was built on God. And so if we trusted in God, then that's what we need to do. That's how we flourished. That's how this became a great nation, because we had God first.
Yeah.
But what has happened over the years to the American people is slowly but surely they started taking God out the country.
Yeah.
They start taking Jesus out. We don't want Jesus here no more. We don't want God. We don't want God in nothing that we do no more. And when we allow them as God's people and God's pastors, when we allow the gays to start making this move against the church and making this move against God, because that's what's happening. This ain't about me and about Pastor Greg. This is what the homosexuals are doing against God and Christ.
Yeah.
That's what a battle is.
Yeah.
We are just soldiers and warriors who are trying to stand on the word of God. Mm-hmm. Now, you said something about eating an 18-wheeler truck, right?
Well, it was actually a ranch-style truck that pulled across in front of us that we ran into at 55 miles an hour, and I dove to save her life. Go ahead.
So that's what God is doing. He's raising up his warriors right now. Those who have been near dead or were dead, he's bringing us back, because of the pastors today are dead psychologically and spiritually dead.
Mm.
See, I know I'm supposed to be dead already, Pastor. See, December 7, 1990, I was shot in my heart with a .357 Magnum point blank range on a Friday. I lost a lung, broke ribs, shrapnel all down my body. I mean, I bled like a hog. I died literally. And I don't know, nobody else did this but Jesus. Okay? I was shot on a Friday night. I died and laid in hospice all day Saturday. And God saw fit for me to wake up that Sunday morning and walk out the hospital. And I asked
And we'll myself, be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses, and my special guest, Pastor David Lowry. So, Pastor David, you were talking about you were shot at point-blank range in the heart.
Let me say this.
They declared you dead on a Friday, and God miraculously healed you over the weekend, and you were able to walk out of that hospital on a Sunday.
I was 33 years old when I got shot.
Okay.
Bullet went inside my chest. It missed my heart by centimeters. It exploded my lung, broke two ribs, strapper was inside me. I bled like a stuck pig everywhere. There was no way they could form an operation to take out the bad lung because they said if they opened me up, I was surely down on the operating table. So they fooled me full of drugs and put me upstairs in hospice to die. That was when I made my peace with the Lord and spoke to him, and he spoke to me. He said, this will not be the day that you die, but you will have a testimony the rest of your life. And I'm telling the people out there listening to this, I was actually dead. I woke up Sunday morning totally healed. That's been over 32 years ago. And I know why God did it. He did it for this time. He knew that, and I wasn't a pastor then, I was a street person. He knew that this guy with the attitude will not stand and by and watch bad things happen to anybody. So he brought me back full of Christ, ready to come out and fight for our people and stand up for the Lord, because people understand this. This is an attack against God. God, the creator, and Jesus Christ is under attack. And yet he has all these warriors and pastors and people that say they love God, but none of them are standing up to fight the battle because the war is won. That's why God brought me back. That's why he brought you back, Pastor Greg, is because he knew that we would stand on the word of the God and we would stand up for the people and teach. And I'm telling the gays, you can change your life. Just accept Christ the right way, not the way that you think. Jesus does love you, and Jesus does accept all of us as we are. But Jesus said the wages of sin is death, and you must repent. And that's the word that you don't want to hear. Yeah. You don't want to hear repent, because your conscience will tell you that you are out of line with God and you don't care. Pastor Greg?
Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. And we're, again, you know, we're not focused on what they're doing per se, but we want you to understand what is being pushed upon your children. And, you know, John chapter 3 makes it very clear. Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, because he's talking to Nicodemus about being reborn. What he says is the world is already condemned.
Yes.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
And Christ also said this. He said that if you would harm one of these little ones, one of these children, it would be better for you to have a milestone hung around your neck and cast into the sea. Well, I can tell you this much. Parents, we first have to get back to God, and then we have to protect our children and let the Lord hang the milestone around the gay's neck and cast him into the sea. Because if that's what they want, And just like I was saying before, if you gay and you listen to this, that was the choice that you made for your life. Our children do not belong to you. They belong to the parents that had sex and created them. And so if that's what you want, get your own children. Take your children and go somewhere and indoctrinate them. But as far as making straight people pay for what happened in the past, then, you know, you still pissed off about God and what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. And so now Whoa. You're taking it out on straight folks here in this time.
And that, and there's a certain element, you know, what they're tapping into is they're tapping into the emotion of hate.
Yes.
And they're tapping into the emotion of victimhood. And that is one of the ways that you divide people. And it's one of the things, you know, Project 21 relative to the black community teaches about real black history and black Americans working and serving in the Revolutionary War. There were black Americans. There are several. If you go to David Barton, wallbuilders.com and type in black history, you're going to find out stories about black Americans that fought in the American Revolution that were heroes in that war.
When you say Project 21, Pastor, I want to acknowledge Miss Donna Jackson and Miss Judy Kent, who was part of our team at Project 21. And a lot of black folks did not understand what Project 21 was trying to do. We're conservatives. We look at this country the way we should be looking at marriage between a man and a woman, you know, less government, teaching our children in schools. But what happens is this: Project 21 has been deemed a conservative group, but the liberals are trying to make Project 21 and how they separated the conservative blacks from the blacks that vote for the Democrat is they made it seem as though that organizations like Project 21 are Republicans. They don't care about blacks. They're all rich. They don't care about nothing, because when I became a member at Project 21, a lot of blacks in my community looked at me and says, "Oh, you're a Republican now. You must be rich." It's the ideology that the liberals have created to black people to make them think that if you are a Republican, or if you think about being a Republican, that it's only about rich people and they hate black people. That is the biggest lie that has ever been put to the black community, that we all was Republicans first before the Ku Klux Klan created the Democratic Party. That's just the bottom line. And the values.
It is.
And the values that the Republicans hold. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. But I look at these two organizations, and that's why I'm with Project 21, to open the eyes of black people. It ain't about, we're Republicans. It's about the values that the parties hold. And the Republican parties right now, for black people, they hold the values that we grew up on. Marriage between a man and a woman, our neighborhood. So we really have to be educators, and we have to be warriors for the Lord. And that's what I'm telling other pastors. Now is the time to step up. Forget about all the other crap that you've done. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to let you finish, but yes, we're 20 seconds out. Yeah, we're 20 seconds out. But it's so important. Pastor, I just sent you a link to the Wall Builders Black History that talks about it, and share that far and wide. Folks, it's so important to understand the real history of black American contributions and how America, listen, when they said all men created equal, our founding fathers meant that. They meant that.
And I want the people listening to your show. Y'all tune in Monday, October the 3rd at 6 p.m. 7 Eastern time. And I'm going to break all this down. I got a partner called Mr. Binky. He's a historian. He talks about all the contributions the black made to this country, whites made to this country. This show is going to be so educational, and you don't want to miss the first one. It's going to be off the chain. Y'all keep coming. October 3rd, 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. The champ is in the house, and we're going to run it to the American people so Amen. We can get our country back.
All right. We got to take a break. I'll be back. Hour number two coming up. Ken Thornburg, we're going to talk about what time are we in? Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.